Hey friends, it's so glad that you joined us this morning. As we get started, we want you to stand up, let's sing, let's praise God.
Hey guys, how was that? Wasn't that awesome? Well, we need to get ready for our story. And in order to do that, we have to put on our pay attention eyes. So let's grab those and put those on. And mine are donuts.
Mine are swimming pool floats.
Oh, this is cool. All right. Reach up, grab those listening ears, click them on. These we need to zip, lock, and button. Ready? One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button. Good job.
Awesome.
So now that we have our eyes, ears, and mouths fixed, do we need to get our hearts
You know ready? What? I want to, yes.
Okay.
But I've got something cool over here first.
Oh.
So,
can I eat it?
No, you can't eat it. I have a treasure chest. And before we get to, we will pray, I promise.
Okay, okay.
But before we get to that, have you ever lost something that's special to you? How did you feel? Yeah, it's not very fun. Well, I brought some things today that are talk about our story, but they're kind of treasures. I have a picture of my family.
Cool.
And I wouldn't want them to get lost. No, I don't think there's any keys. A sheep. Why would that be in our... Huh, okay. And then some coins. Well, you know what? Oh, that's right. In our story today, in our big God story, we're going to hear about a lost sheep.
Yep.
We're going to hear about a lost coin.
Yep.
And a lost son. So Jesus used these stories to teach people that God is love and that he cares for us. Mm-hmm. But now, before we go any further, let's ask God to teach us more about himself. Okay?
Okay,
let's do that.
Hold my buddy and I'll pray.
Okay.
Okay. Dear God, thank you so much for this beautiful day, and thank you for this awesome, amazing story that we get to hear. Help us to sit nice and still and learn all that you have for us. We love you so, and all God's children said, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
So, one day, Jesus told people three, can you hold up three fingers? Three stories.
Wow.
In the first story, there was a man who owned 100 sheep. That's way too many for us to count right now. That's
many.
A lot of sheep.
That's too many.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were grazing in the fields, as sheep do. But the man noticed something. One was missing. So you know what he did? He left the other 99 where they were safe.
Yeah.
And he went to find the one lost sheep.
You mean out of 100, he knew that one was gone?
He knew, because they were his sheep. He knew that one was missing, and he had to find it. And when he found it, he was so happy. He put it on his shoulders, he carried it home, and he called his friends and neighbors and said, "Rejoice with me, I found my sheep that was lost." He threw a huge party and invited everyone. So, because it's a party, because the sheep was found, we're going to celebrate together. So I want to see your best dance moves out there. Let's celebrate.
Woo! Woo!
Little spin. Woo! All right. Anyways, so Jesus then went and told another story.
Another story.
Another one.
Okay. So there once was a woman who had 10 coins. Hold up 10 fingers. There you go. We also have 10 toes. Friends, how many coins did she have? She had 10. That's right. Let's count to 10 together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, I like that. She realized that she had lost one of her coins.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, I don't like that when that happens. She lit a lamp and searched all over her house for it. She looked under the rugs.
Sure.
She looked under the furniture
mm-hmm.
until finally, guess what? She found it.
Yay!
That's right.
Oh,
she called to her friends and her neighbors and she rejoiced. She was so happy. She said, "Rejoice with me. I found my lost coin."
Ooh, should we dance?
Yes, yeah! We should.
Yay! Okay, one more story.
Okay.
This one's a little different though.
Oh.
This was a story about a father and son. And just like any good father, the father had some rules.
Okay.
Anybody have rules in your house? I bet you do. I have rules in my house. Well, guess what? In this story, the son was tired of living by the rules.
Oh.
He didn't want to listen anymore. Probably not good.
That's not good.
Probably not good. Anyways,
no.
He decided to move far away from his family where he wouldn't have any rules.
Oh.
How do you think his father felt?
Yeah,
you're right. The father was really sad to see the son leave.
Yeah.
Now, the son had a lot of fun for a little while. He didn't have rules and he could do whatever he wanted. But he soon realized things weren't as good as he thought they'd be. He spent all of his money. It was all gone.
That's not good.
He didn't have a place to live. All his friends left because he didn't have anything that he could give them. And so he realized that he was sad and he missed his father and he knew he'd made some bad choices.
Oh, that's not good.
He decided to go home and tell the father he was sorry and ask for forgiveness. That's a good thing.
That's a good
thing. He realized that. So when he got home, how do you think his father felt when his son came back?
I know.
How?
I bet he was so excited that he wanted to have a party.
That's right. Woo! There was a party. As soon as the son was getting close, actually the dad saw him coming and he ran.
Looking down.
And gave him a big hug because he wanted his son home where he belonged. He invited him inside and did throw a huge party.
Woo! Yes, 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 yes.
He was so excited that his son had come home and he just had to celebrate. Oh, that was
awesome.
Good. That was super fun.
Awesome. I like that.
So, the sheep belonged to the shepherd.
Yep.
The coin belonged to the woman.
Yep.
And the son belonged with the father.
Yes.
And guess what?
What?
We belong with God too. He made us. He loves us and he calls us his children. And so no matter what you do or where you go, he will love you. And when you make a mistake, you can always go back to God and ask for forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Man, because we don't want to stay away from God. We want to ask for forgiveness and get right back into a relationship with him.
That's
right. Because God is love and you belong to him.
stories.
Oh, those are great
those
stories.
Those are amazing. So I think it's time for our blessing.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, so let's hold up our hands, and here we go. Children, just like we heard today in the Big God story, we're like the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. But God loves us so much that he will always find us. May the love of God fill up your hearts. May you share that love with everyone you see this week. See you later.
Bye, friends.